Robinhood Radio presents Your Health with osteopathic physician Dr. Kim Tripp, a show presented monthly on Robinhood Radio, discussing the challenges faced and the solutions that are available for keeping vital health and well-being throughout our lives. And now, here's Dr. Tripp.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp, osteopathic physician. This is the health show created to bring you vital information and discussion of all kinds of health issues on your mind and in your life, from the unique perspective of traditional osteopathic medicine. So first, for our new listeners, as we always do, let's clarify what osteopathic medicine means. Osteopathic medicine is practiced by fully licensed physicians in the U.S. with a DO degree, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine degree. Our practice is based on the essential relationship in all living things between structure and function. In other words, the natural interdependence between anatomy and physiology, or between the physics of the body and its chemistry. As osteopathic physicians, we use our comprehensive and precisely detailed knowledge of anatomy and physiology to promote health and healing in our patients. We work gently with our hands to help your body restore optimal function based on optimal structure. Our medical specialty is therefore called osteopathic manual medicine. We receive uniquely in-depth training in anatomy and physiology and their relationship within your body in the context of a full physician's medical training. Only U.S.-trained osteopaths are fully licensed physicians and have all of the current medical pharmacopoeia, nutritional science, and full medical training at our disposal. This means that your individual treatment may include a wide range of approaches, but it will always be founded on our gentle, hands-on work. We practice from the unique perspective of first looking for the health in our patients, rather than merely finding illness and disease. Our practice has been especially effective for, but not limited to, musculoskeletal and other structural issues, as well as things like chronic headache, gastrointestinal problems, post-concussion syndrome, sleep disturbances, allergies, and many other health issues. We work together with you, the patient, to help you build health and vitality in your body, mind, and spirit as the solution for your health problems, rather than only treating the disease symptoms. So in the radio show, we tackle health issues from this point of view. What can we do to help you build your health and vitality in order to prevent and heal injuries and disease? And we do that by giving you some basic information about the problem to help you understand what's happening, as well as offer solutions and guidance for helping yourself to heal and stay healthy based on our clinical experience with patients in our practice. And before we get started on today's topic, let me just remind you that you can listen to all of our prior Your Health shows online, such as the shows on back pain, nutrition, carpal tunnel, concussion, allergy, etc., by going to Robinhood Radio's website, then click the On Demand button, then scroll down and select the Your Health shows, and then you can click on the individual show by topic. Voila, the magic of On Demand Radio. We love that. So, we made it through the holidays. No matter how joyous your holidays were, they almost always involve a certain amount of pressure, extra busy schedules, family visits, travel planning, parties, extra expenses, maybe a little less discipline in our diet and exercise regimens than usual, and in many cases, a great deal of stress and potential exhaustion, all of which can weaken our bodies and health in various ways. And now we go right from that holiday health hiatus into our long northern winter that stretches ahead of us pretty relentlessly for the next 2 to 3 months, which is why it seemed to me to be a great time to talk particularly about winter health issues and how to stay healthy during the frozen part of the year. So we're going to delve into that today, and we might delve into that in another show as well, and into some material that I think you might find surprising and fascinating, as well as helpful in trying to stay healthy in the winter. So first, let's talk briefly about how we keep healthy in general. For most people, the first thing that comes to mind when talking about staying healthy is our immune system. the aspects of our physiology that defend against disease agents and parasites. And this is obviously key, so we will go into that shortly, but I'm actually going to start by talking about the other equally important arenas of metabolic work that our bodies perform every day to keep healthy and functional, no matter what the weather is. And I am definitely generalizing here for the sake of summarizing, but it's useful to realize that there are three general arenas of metabolism that keep us healthy. Renewal and replacement of worn and dysfunctional cells and tissues throughout the body, detoxification of the entire organism, and immune defense against disease and other harmful agents. So let's talk a little bit first about renewal and replacement. Our bodies are constantly renewing and restoring our tissues throughout our physical anatomy, including our bones. Of the approximately 23 trillion cells in the body, yes, 23 trillion, that exist and function at any given moment, all of them are subject to turnover, with the generally accepted exceptions of the inner lens cells of the eye, parts of the cerebral cortex, and possibly the muscle cells of the heart, although this is a little bit of a controversial subject. The various tissues of the body turn over and are replaced at different rates. The surface cells of the gut lining last only a few days. They have a really tough life. Blood cells last about 4 months before being retired. Liver cells in our detox center last for about 1 to 1.5 years. And it takes about 9 or 10 years for a complete turnover of all of the more than 123 bones in the body. But they do all get replaced. Some researchers have suggested that between 50 and 70 billion cells die every day in an average human adult, which would result in destruction of tissue approximately equal to the person's entire body weight every year. Woo, that sounds exhausting. Why do all these cells die and have to be replaced? Well, we all have an intuitive sense that things on Earth wear out over time, including all of the tissues in our bodies. It's just the physics of life. It turns out that most cells that turn over have a built-in self-destruct mechanism that kicks in when the cell can no longer function as it should. This process is called apoptosis, meaning self-induced cell death. And although inappropriate or uncontrolled apoptosis is a factor in many human diseases, including some neurodegenerative diseases, some autoimmune disorders, and many types of cancer, appropriate apoptosis is absolutely vital to health maintenance and function throughout our lives. So if cells are routinely self-destructing in order to clear themselves out of the way for newer and better functioning replacement cells, that means that all those waste products have to be removed and the lost cells in general have to be replaced to maintain our functional organism. And that takes a great deal of raw materials, rebuilding, recycling, waste removal, and metabolism to achieve. Why do we care about this? Aside from the pure amazement of it all, this information gives us a sense of the incredible scope and scale of minute-to-minute renewal and restoration that our bodies quietly manage to keep healthy as we go about our lives. And why providing the raw materials for all of that replacement and renewal in the form of abundant vital nutrition and water are so important to health. All right, so let's talk about another arena of health maintenance, detoxification. Detoxification is the removal or transformation of toxic substances from the body. It's carried out mainly in the liver in humans, although the kidneys and GI tract and some other organs can, of course, also be thought of as part of the human detox system. The liver is our primary detox organ. The liver is a truly incredible organ that has numerous key functions, including fat and carbohydrate metabolism regulation, in addition to detox. It's very large and sits just under the diaphragm on the right side of the upper abdomen, with the gallbladder tucked up inside the lobes of the liver. The venous blood in the body passes through the liver where it can be detoxified by the specialized tissue that either binds toxins reversibly so they can be deactivated and eventually metabolized, or chemically modified so the toxins can be excreted, Or they metabolically break down the compound to deactivate or detoxify it, as in the case of drugs and poisons. This is a constant process, dealing with an incredible daily toxic load from inhaled pollutants, food additives, pesticide residues, pharmaceuticals, alcohol, chemicals, toxins in our water, contact toxins from fragrances and detergents, fabric additives and dyes, cleaning materials, etc., etc. The amazing thing is how well our bodies cope with this minute-to-minute huge load, and they do. And then let's finally talk about what most people think of when they think about health maintenance, immune defenses. Our immune system is a vast, complex natural system involving many organs and tissues in the body, including the lymphatic system, that produce and control many different kinds of specialized cells and compounds, like antibodies and inflammatory compounds, just to name a two, out of many. Overall, our immune system defends us against disease agents and irritants, particularly relative to winter, when we get sick, for example, with a cold virus, the body goes into action producing defensive inflammation that gives us symptoms like red and runny noses, for example, and creating new antibodies to fight and disable the specific infecting virus. Most colds are viruses, which is why most colds do not require antibiotics. Antibiotics work against bacteria, not viruses. When it goes awry, the immune system can mount inappropriate defenses against essentially benign substances like pollen or animal dander, or even our own cells and tissues in the case of autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis. The immune system is a huge topic that we can't tackle today in detail, but clearly a healthy immune system is essential to staying healthy. In order for the immune system as a whole to stay healthy and work well for us, the organs and tissues that are the physical and anatomical homes of the immune system need to stay healthy and vital, like the liver, spleen, thymus gland, lymph glands and lymph vessels, GI tract, lungs and mucous membranes of the respiratory system, including the nose and sinuses. And all of these tissues depend on good nutrition, hydration, and blood circulation to provide them with their basic needs and to remove their waste products. Are you getting the theme here? I hope so. So in order for all this baseline renewal, immune defense, and detox to be accomplished fully and vitally, that means that all of our body's nutritional, elemental, and physiological needs must be supplied each minute of each day so that all the waste products of metabolism, routine detox, and cell turnover can be removed, and that all the supplies needed for all the rebuilding and immune defense will be available everywhere in the body, which is again why optimal nutrition, water supply, vascular circulation, and fluid distribution are so key to maintaining health and vitality. Think of the body and all of its systems as an integrated ecosystem dependent on basic supply and waste removal at all levels, and you'll begin to get the idea. So what does that translate to in terms of winter health? The most common health issues that come up in the winter are upper respiratory infections, aka the common cold, musculoskeletal injuries and concussions related to falls on ice and snow, snow shoveling, roof clearing, and the like, traumatic injuries from car accidents on banned roads, deconditioning from cocooning on the couch in front of that space heater a little too much, and even seasonal depression from long dark days, inactivity, and some nutritional deficiencies. We all know the standard recommendations to avoid colds, injuries, and even depression. But there are other things to think about as well. And these are not necessarily all of the most useful or effective tactics to stay healthy in winter. So let's tackle a few of those now. Firstly, the common cold. The common cold is usually one of myriad viruses. You need to have two different processes go on in order to manifest symptoms and get sick. Yes, obviously you have to be exposed to the virus, but you also have to have a gap in your viral antibody library and immune resilience in order for that virus to proliferate and make you sick. We're exposed to an astounding number of viruses every day for which we don't necessarily develop symptoms because our immune system has quietly eliminated them with no muss and no fuss. And again, most colds are viral. So antibiotics in that case may do nothing but create antibiotic resistance in your resident flora. Occasionally, a secondary bacterial infection will come on after a prolonged viral sinus infection, and you do have to be watchful of pneumonias in the context of prolonged coughs, both of which may require, ultimately, antibiotic treatment. But the initial run-of-the-mill cold will rarely require an antibiotic. To avoid getting a cold, keep your immune system healthy with a full night's sleep every night of close to 8 hours, good hydration with 6 to 8 big glasses of plain water or herb tea daily. Any warm decaffeinated beverages count towards that. Coffee, black tea, and sodas do not count towards that. Take a multivitamin that includes zinc. Keep your air humidified in dry heat homes so that our mucous membranes stay moist and can do their best job. And get regular exercise. Yeah, it's really cold out there, but you can exercise indoors as well. Exercise directly stimulates immune cell production and leads into the next issue of musculoskeletal injuries. Winter offers up numerous potentials for aches, pains, strains, and downright injury. We tend to drink less water in winter, which contributes to musculoskeletal stiffness. We stiffen ourselves when we walk out and hit the cold air and then rush around to get back inside as quickly as possible. Walks and stairs are frequently covered in slippery ice and snow, making it easy to fall or turn an ankle. Shoveling snow and clearing roofs makes it easy to strain backs, knees, and hips, especially since we're working in cold conditions and everything has tightened. So what can we do to prevent such musculoskeletal problems related to winter? Firstly, keep limber and keep moving. Don't give up on your regular exercise routines. Find a way to adjust to shorter, colder days with indoor workouts and comprehensive stretching routines. Gentle yoga, Pilates, exercise bikes, rowers, treadmills, CrossFit routines, and many other practices provide great workouts that keep us flexible and strong through the winter months. You don't have to work out for hours and hours every day either to achieve flexibility and fitness. And a short, regular workout gives many benefits, especially the one that we're much more likely to do it if we can fit it in. If we're limber and fit, we're far less likely to get a back spasm or other injury when facing winter tasks like snow shoveling. Take care when you're walking in snowy and icy conditions. Give yourself that extra few minutes to put on good snow boots with deep treads and/or ice walkers and pay attention to the footing. Whatever you're rushing off to will still be there 5 minutes later, and you'll be really late if you fall on the way and hurt yourself. Keep really warm, not only in your core area, but especially in your head, neck, and extremities. We lose a disproportionate amount of body heat through our heads, and our entire body will stiffen and become tight if our extremities are cold. Go ahead and wear that geeky wool hat, scarf, and mittens. You'll be happy you did when you're warm outdoors. And here's just a brief word about a really big, complicated subject, and that is seasonal depression, or SAD, seasonal affective disorder. This is a really complex issue for many folks, but a few things that can help include plenty of exercise, extra full spectrum lighting, ensuring that your nutrition is balanced and comprehensive, and make sure to include adequate vitamin D. It's impossible for those of us who live in latitudes far away from the equator to get enough sunlight in the winter to make enough vitamin D. This may actually be one reason why osteoarthritis is so prevalent in our latitudes, according to some research. Vitamin D serves many roles in the body, and low vitamin D may be associated with reduced energy and depressed mood. Make sure you're getting enough vitamin D in the form of vitamin D3. It's easy to have your blood levels checked with your regular annual blood work and simple to supplement with an appropriate form of high-quality vitamin D3. It's well worth checking. And finally, let's make a note that osteopathic treatment is an excellent, sustainable approach to help with all these issues, to optimize musculoskeletal function, to help maintain excellent circulation and lymphatic drainage, to alleviate pain and inflammation from strains and colds. It addresses any root structural and anatomical causes that may have predisposed you or led to the development of a fall or injury in the first place, and to help optimize immune system function by helping to ensure that all the tissues of the body are receiving the nutrients they need and are able to remove all their waste products. How can the gentle hands-on work of an osteopathic physician help with all this? An osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine knows how to work gently and in detail with the intricate and extraordinary structure of all of your body, working with the bones, muscles, ligaments, tendons, and fascias to relieve inflammation and pain, improve range of motion of bones and muscles, optimize circulation and lymphatic drainage, and help your body restore all the associated tissues to optimal structure and function and health. Osteopathy is practiced by osteopathic physicians who are specialists in osteopathic manual medicine, can promote long-term health and healing, and make a real difference in helping to optimize structure and function in the whole body, including our immune system, respiratory, circulatory, and GI systems, therefore helping to restore and maintain health and prevent illness and disease with gentle, precise, hands-on work in the face of everything winter throws at us. So just for a little review, some ways to help keep healthy in winter are to make sure to provide your body with great nutrition, including lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, lots of plain water, adequate vitamin D3, good multivitamin with zinc, keep stretching and exercise and moving, wear lots of warm layers of clothing along with good shoes in the snow and ice, and rely on osteopathy to help keep your whole body healthy at every level. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for your attention to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp. Remember, you can email your comments and suggestions for topics to yourhealth@robinhoodradio.com. If you have a health issue yourself and you'd like to find out about how we might be able to help you in our practice of traditional osteopathy, we are at our offices in Sharon, Connecticut, Dr. Kim Tripp and Dr. Andrew Goldman, Goldman Tripp Osteopathic Healthcare, 860-364-5990, Monday to Friday, 8:45 a.m. to 5 p.m. with evening hours Wednesdays and Fridays, or on the web at www.goldmantripp.net. Meanwhile, I'll be looking forward to being with you next time, every other Friday at 12:30 and Sunday evenings. You stay warm, take care of yourself, enjoy your health, and thank you for listening.